We're excited to have you here this morning. If you're visiting Woodsfield, welcome. Welcome here this morning. We're just thrilled to see you, and I look forward this week to getting to shake your hands and meet you, and just thanks for being here this morning. What is your life like with Christ? Where are you at in your relationship with Christ? What are you thinking about when you think about walking with Christ? What do you think about when you hear the name of Christ? What comes to mind when you hear the sweet name of Jesus? What kind of energy flows through your heart and your soul when you hear about the Christ? When you hear someone say the name of Jesus, what takes place in your heart? Does your heart flutter just a little bit? Does your mind sort of go to where He's at and what He is doing and what He has done in your life? Or let's be honest, do you go to church on Sunday morning and say, "Oh, an hour and 5 minutes and we're out of here for another week. Praise the Lord." You know, what are you feeling this morning? Isn't it amazing that on Saturdays we can fill up stadiums all across America with 100,000 people cheering on a stupid football out in the stands? Anybody else watch football yesterday? Y'all lying in the church house. Anybody watch football yesterday? Yeah, man. My wife walked in at one point last night, thought I had lost it when the Mountaineers was just about ready, I thought, to win a ball game. But of course, we gave it away again, and that just happens, you know. But what do you think about your life with Christ? What do you think about your life with Jesus Christ? What takes place in this relationship that we're to have with Christ? What I want to do this week is I share with you, and I want you just to know right up front, everybody listen to me. Brian bragged on me a little bit. That's because he grew up in my youth group, and I love Brian, okay? I've known Brian for many, many years. But I want you to know this morning, everybody look this way. You're looking at a sinner saved by the grace of the Almighty God.
Amen.
I don't bring anything perfect in front of you this Sunday morning. The only thing that I bring perfect is the sweet name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what we're going to talk about all week in this church. We're not going to talk about me. We're not going to talk about us. We're not going to talk about the church. We're going to talk about Jesus Christ. Can we get an amen?
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to talk about how He changes our lives and how we have a relationship with Him that is very, very unique, that is very, very real. Turn your Bibles this morning to Matthew 22. Have you ever wondered what your conversation would be like if you had just 5 minutes with Jesus? Have you ever pretended that you was talking to the president? And I know some of you have because I hear you murmur about it. But what you would tell the president if you had just 5 minutes? Well, what would you tell Jesus if you had just 5 minutes? And what would Jesus tell you if He had just 5 minutes with you? I think it is summed up in Matthew chapter 22. Jesus is trying to be trapped in Matthew. In the story here, Jesus is trying to be trapped by a bunch of people that, you know, they just want to put Him to the test and they want to figure this thing out. And they approach Him and they're trying to back Him into this corner and they're saying, "Lord, what's the greatest thing that You ask of us? What is the greatest thing You want out of us? What would it really be if You were to tell us, Lord, the greatest commandment in all the world today?" Everybody listen, it's real simple. If you get this, man, your life's going to be changed. He said, "All I want you to do is love My Father. All I want you to do is love My dad. All I want you to do is love the God, the Creator, with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. I want you to love God." Isn't that awesome, church? How many of our spouses would say, "All I want you to do is love Me"? You know, the old couple driving down the road and the lady looks over and she says, "Honey, you never tell me you love me anymore. Why?" He said, "Honey, I told you 51 years ago I loved you. If I ever change my mind, I'll let you know." Well, you know, we laugh at that, but it's real. Amen? We go through life and we don't express our love. Jesus says, "I want you to love My Father." Amen? I want you to love Him with everything you've got. I don't know about y'all, but when you love something, it just comes out. Amen? It's expressed by the smile on your face. It's expressed by the way you sing praises to the Almighty God. It's expressed when someone is talking about God. You're in love with God. Jesus says, let's look at what He says. I want you to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, and with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. He says, this is the first and this is the greatest commandment. We talk about changing the world all the time, church. I'm telling you, it's real simple here. If we want to change the world, Bob, we start loving God again. And it starts with us. It starts with me. It starts with you. So what do we want you to see while you worship with us today? Everybody listen. We want you to know you're with a group of people that loves God. Amen?
Amen.
And it just comes out. You love God. A few days ago, my youngest son, Malik, he went on a field trip with his class. They went to the fire station. Remember the good days going to the fire station? And the fireman's telling them all these different things. And he asked his little girl, what would happen if this took place? And she said, we would die. And my little six-year-old raised his hands in the air and he said, and go to heaven. Church, I want to have that spirit. Amen? I want to live like that. I want to express myself like I'm in love with God. Cheryl Ann and I have been married 26 and a half years. There's some days she loves me a whole lot, and there's other days she'd just soon not stay away. But she knows at the end of the day I'm coming home. And I know at the end of the day she's going to be home. Y'all with me, church? God wants your love. God wants to know that you're in love with Him. People say, well, I don't love church people. I didn't say anything about loving church people. We're a bunch of knuckleheads. I'm talking about loving God. Amen? And if I love God, I'll put up with you. And if you love God, you'll put up with me because it ain't about us anyway. So what does Jesus say here? Everybody look at this. This is beautiful. All I want you to do, He says, is to love God. All I want you to do is love my Father. Chuck, when we learn to love God with everything we've got, that's the only thing that matters. That's the only thing that counts. Our entire life is going to be changed by that when we're in love with God. So why is Jesus backed into this corner? My sister Williams over here, I have to be honest with you, she makes one of the best pecan pies I've ever eaten in my life. And I love pecan pie. Okay, if she brings one night this week, hint, hint, y'all with me? I may share a bite with you, but you ain't getting very much. Because I love pecan pie. But what have I learned about pecan pie? Everybody can't fix pecan pie. You ever been to Captain D's and eat a piece of pecan pie? It doesn't taste like homemade pecan pie for some reason, does it? There are some times in life that we act like we love God, but it comes through that we're really not in love with God. And God's wanting a sincere love. Amen? God's wanting us to know within our hearts that we're in love with God and that our heart is there. So what takes place in your life, church, if you love God? Everyone in Monroe County is going to know that you're a believer if you're in love with God. By the way we treat other people, by the way we live, by the way we act, by the things we say, by the things we do, they're going to know we're in love with God. Now let's get down to the tough part of this scripture. This is real easy. Love God and go home. Amen? But then Jesus has the nerve to throw this next verse in. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Man, it's a whole lot easier to love God than it is to love people around you, isn't it? It's a whole lot easier to be in love with God than it is your neighbor. So why are they in that order? Everybody with me, don't go to sleep. Why are they in that order? Because He wants us to understand what He's talking about in this love relationship. I can tell you I love God, but if I don't like the people around me, then how in the world am I going to come across like I'm in love with God if I don't love my brothers and sisters? Amen? And we all have the patent answer here. Well, Teddy, you don't know my neighbor. You don't know my daughter-in-law. You don't know my son-in-law. You don't know my mother-in-law. So when he says, love your neighbors yourself, what's he really mean? He means for us to look at each other and do what? Learn to love. Learn to love. Okay, if you're visiting with us, everybody zone in here a minute. This is what we want you to see this morning. The Woodsfield Church wants to be a place where you're loved the way you are. We want to be a church that loves you wholeheartedly, and we want you to be on the road to heaven with us where God will take you and move you to where you need to be. If you think you have to be perfect to come to this church, let me tell you something. It'll be awful lonely because none of the rest of us are perfect. It's just a bunch of people that is saved by the grace of the Almighty God. Amen? Now, I'm sure we got a few here thinks they're perfect, but they'll learn before long. Because you see, as we come to understand Christ, what do we realize? We're nothing in the eyes of Jesus as far as perfection. Amen? Love your neighbor as yourself. Y'all remember what Jesus said? John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, a lot of us learned that years ago. Amen. That was easy. But the older I get, the harder it is to understand that passage. The older that I watch my three sons become, the harder it is to understand that passage. Because I love people and I love you, but I'm not sure I would give up one of my three sons for you. I'm just being honest with you. They're pretty good guys and I want to keep them. But you see, when the splendor of heaven was crucified, He was crucified for you and for me. And that verse means so much more than just God loves us. It means that God sacrificed for us. That God sent His Son to this earth to die for you and for me. And you're looking this way and say, oh, Teddy, you don't know my sins. You don't know who I am, Teddy. That can't mean me. I'm telling you, it means you this morning. The love of God is for every person that has ever lived. Amen? That's what heaven was emptied for when Jesus left to come to this earth. And church, it's hard to understand that. It is hard to grasp that. But for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Look at this verse. Love your neighbor and yourself. And then He says, all the law and prophets hang on these two commandments. Everything, He says, hangs on these two commandments of loving God and loving your neighbor. In other words, what's the core of Christianity this morning? Love is the core of Christianity. That's what the core is, church. We could sit and debate about lots of things, and most of us do, that really don't mean a hill of beans in the long run. Because you see, if we come to understand love, then what takes place? Our heart is open. Amen? Our heart is open. And our mind is so open when we look at it from that perspective. Do you have a neighbor this morning that you need to go home and tell them you love? And they look at you and say, why are you telling me that? And just say, because Jesus said I had to. You're really a tough neighbor, but I'm going to love you because the Lord said I had to. Y'all with me, church? Shake your heads. Yeah. I really don't like you, but I got to love you. And after you do that for so long, what starts to happen? You learn to love them, don't you? You see the good in people, amen? You know, the neat thing about people is there's a little bit of good in all of us. Yeah, if you just look on the bright side with people, guess what would happen? You'd be amazed. You'd be amazed how nice people can be if you just what? If you just believe in them. If you just learn to love them where they're at and allow God to move them to where they need to be. So as we begin into this revival today, I want you to see and I want you to know this morning that everything I have to share with you this week is based upon loving God. That's where it's at, church. It's not about the sign over the door out here that says Woodsville Church Christ. It's about the love of God in our hearts. It's not about how long I've been around. It's about the love of God in my heart. It's about the love for my neighbor. That's what it's all about as Christians this morning. Once I heard someone talking about why people don't like to go to church anymore. And it's based upon these two scriptures right here. And that is that people don't act like they love God. People don't act like they love each other. So what changes when you love people? They realize that, right? They understand that when they look at you and they know that you love them, that you care for them. What happens when you learn to love God? Everybody with me, I'm about finished. What happens in your life when you truly love God? It allows you to look at life from a different perspective. It allows you to look at each day from a different perspective. Brian talked about when he got up this morning, it was sunny outside, how he felt about coming to praise God. But to be honest with you, most of us spent more time getting the physical ready for church this morning than we did the spiritual. Amen? Yeah, we were more concerned with the outside. Some of you said, Teddy, you ought to cut up a little bit earlier. But you see, we spent more time on the outside than we did the inside. We focus more on the outward appearance than we do the inside. Isn't that tough? Because you see, the Lord's looking at the inside. The Lord's looking at the inside. And the Lord wants us to love Him with all we got. The Lord wants us to love Him and to show that love and to express that love every day of our lives. And then He says, all I want you to do is love people around you. So this morning, if you're down and out, if you're struggling, if you're trying to find Christ, if you're looking for God, if you're talking about your relationship with God and you're looking for that, I want you to know this morning, this is a church where you'll be loved. Amen? We'll say that like we can really tell people that. Amen? Amen. This is a church where you will be loved. Amen. Sure is.
Yes.
But you see, we've got to believe that. And we've got to express that. Had a guy in Huntington years ago that I baptized. I studied with him. I'll never forget Brian. The first morning he showed up for church. Y'all appreciate this. He came in with his baseball cap on. We had about three members just about had a heart attack. Matter of fact, one older gentleman come up and he said, Teddy, would you go down and tell him to take that hat off? I said, Brother Ernie, no sir, I won't. I said, we'll let him learn from us, but I'm not going to go down there and tell him to take his hat off. Yeah, 3 or 4 weeks, he wore his hat. And then one Sunday, he realized as he looked around, he's the only one with a hat on. Guess what he did? He took his hat off. Y'all with me, guys? The love for God means what? That we accept people where they're at and we allow God to move them to where they need to be. We do that with our children. I was talking to a parent the other day and they said, won't be long, Teddy, and you'll be rid of your teenagers. Won't that be great? No, I love having teenagers in the house. There's so much energy in them. It's unreal. When they're 4, 5, 6, and 7, they can make a mess out of anything. Y'all with me? And then when they become teenagers, what happens? They just go all different directions. And then all of a sudden, listen to me, then all of a sudden the house is empty. And we'd do anything for a Saturday morning mess, wouldn't we? We'd do anything for a teenager saying, "Will you take me to the mall one more time?" Saying, "Teddy, what's that got to do with our relationship?" Everybody with me? Our relationship with God is based around the same as our relationships with each other. There are periods in our time, there are periods in our life when we're just at awe with God. And there's times in our life when we're struggling in our relationship with God. There's periods in our life when we're just on fire for God. And then there's periods in our lives when we're just struggling. We're just hurting. We're just trying to survive. But our life is based upon a journey, not how you feel today. Amen? It's learning to serve God all the way through. So this morning we're inviting you to walk with us. We're inviting you to serve with us. We're inviting you to a loving and forgiving God that accepts you where you're at and will take you to where you need to be. Bailey and I were with my brother-in-law the other night, and my 15-year-old was telling his uncle that he had a new girlfriend. And my brother-in-law looked at him and he said, "Son, what's her mother look like?" And my son said, "What?" He said, "What's her mother look like?" And Bailey said, "Why?" And he said, "Because your girlfriend's going to end up looking like your mother, I'm saying." Are y'all alive in here? So you see, when you go on that date, you didn't realize you had to look at 3 or 4 generations, did you? That's true with Christianity, church. When people look in at us, they're looking all around us. They're not just listening to what we say or what we sing. They're listening to how we live. They're looking in to see, is this for real? They're listening to our hearts to see if this is for real. God wants you on His team. If we can help you in any way, we ask you to come as we stand and sing.